good evening, everybody, and welcome to Medium Insights on the Signs of Life Radio. My name is Roman Karpyshka, and on the second show of every month, I have the privilege and honor of interviewing the elite group of Forever Family Foundation certified mediums about a variety of topics as they answer the questions to which most of us seek answers, and also in an effort to learn about their skills and abilities that they possess. And if you pardon the pun, I'm especially psyched to have Kim Russo as our guest medium tonight. Kim has been a certified medium with the Forever Family Foundation since 2005 and sits on its medium advisory board. She believes the role of a medium is more than simply talking to the dead. She sees her role as a go-between from one dimension to another, always showing us that another world exists. She's also a research medium with the Winbridge Institute for Applied Research in Human Potential, and Kim has appeared on A&E's hit show, Paranormal State, and their hit TV show, Psychic Kids. She's also appeared on the Biography Channel's Celebrity Ghost Stories, and she is currently the host of the weekly running series, The Haunting Of, on the LNN channel. She's the author of The Happy Medium, Life Lessons from the Other Side. Sometimes referring to herself as a translator for the spirit world, Kim also calls herself a psychic journalist, as she prides herself on the accuracy in understanding their language and is most careful to interview the spirit coming through during a reading. And, you know, tonight's main topic that we're going to be talking about is spirit guides. So if you have, listeners, if you have a question, please call in. Our phone number is 888-627-6008. But also, please keep in mind, good people, that tonight's episode is for learning purposes only. Kim will not be doing any readings. So as I said all of that, I'd love to welcome one of my favorite mediums, Kim Russo. Welcome to the show.
Aw, thank you. Thank you for that introduction. It was very sweet of you.
I was just reading, but I meant every word of it, and it's such a great honor to have you on the show. And as I was telling you earlier, my voice is a little shot today. I'm just getting over a cough, but I'll try to keep it together for the next hour as much as I can. So listen, Kip, tell me a bit about yourself. Like, when did you, at what point in did you come to the realization that you can communicate with spirit?
Well, the realization happened as an adult. When I was a child, I was able to see spirits in my bedroom at night, mostly.
Okay.
And I never knew, I had no clue that I was able to communicate with them, as they didn't say a word to me. They would just stare with a blank look on their face and stare right through me. And it wasn't until later in my late 20s, so almost 30 years old is when I was through having my last child, and I believe the spirit world tapped me on the shoulder and said, hey, you know, we're back. And this time they had a voice. And once they had a voice, I needed to understand what they actually wanted from me and why they were there. And I had to make sure, first of all, that what I was taught by my religious education was that I was not toying with anything of evil. So that was a real big problem in the beginning.
Right.
You know, so, but the curious nature of who I am allowed me to just keep furthering my curiosity got the best of me, and I just kept reading everything I could get my hands on regarding this world, and there really wasn't much out there at the time, to be honest with you.
Right.
I mean, I'm thrilled the market is flooded now, you know, for those up-and-coming mediums.
Mm-hmm.
But there wasn't much out there. I was reading like books from the 1960s and
probably,
you know,
and the 1800s, probably. That's when it was really very
right, like table tipping and. That wasn't really, it was more modern-day mediumship that was happening to me, such as mental mediumship, where I was hearing a lot of this information in my own head, thinking that I knew they weren't my own thoughts. So I had
right.
to sort of learn where was this coming from. And this information usually was accurate, whether it be predicting something futuristic, or, given me, heads up about doing something to make my life easier or not doing something. You know, it was just incredible.
So over the years, you developed yourself as a medium. Is that what you're saying? Like by reading and learning about these skills that you have. How did you master it the way that you did?
Well, the best way was, I believe that, well, it, the truth be told, was there were people in my life that knew that I had this ability, and they pushed me to do readings. They were pushing me, asking me questions constantly, almost as if I was a sideshow. And I was just as curious as they were, so I went along with it. Once I learned how to protect myself and make sure that any information I ever tried to tap into would be to help people, not
right.
for any other purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And as I started doing this work, the spirit world, I was their apprentice. I started to notice that each week when I was reading complete strangers that was sent to me all through word of mouth, all by referrals, the spirit world was teaching me on a weekly basis. And what I mean by that is, one week I would be doing readings and all people who had committed suicide would come through in my readings. And I thought that was so bizarre. Like, what are the chances? But then that week I learned my symbols for suicide. The next week it was lung cancer. People who had passed on from lung cancer, that whole week was a similar story, and I learned my symbols for lung cancer, and so on and so forth. So they taught me their language just by doing the readings and taking the leap of faith.
Right,
so it wasn't
right.
easy. It wasn't easy to do, but after each reading kept proving itself, I just couldn't stop. It just kept going and going and going.
Right. Now, the information that you receive, do you receive it clairaudiently? Do you see things? Do you hear? Do you smell? How do you receive most of your information?
Well, in the beginning, it was mostly clear audio, audible. So
okay.
I was hearing things.
Mm-hmm.
As time went on, my different senses started to become sharp and clearer. So then I started getting visuals as if I was watching a movie in my mind's eye,
right.
which is clairvoyance, okay?
Yep.
And then as I just kept going and as they kept teaching me new methods, I would develop a new, what I call a clair, which are the sensories that all go beyond your five senses. The clear hearing, the clear seeing, and the clear knowing. Sometimes I would just know something, and I don't know how I knew it. I just knew it. So that's, clear cognizance. So I write about the clairs in my book because we all use those senses. We just don't know they have a word or a name.
Right.
This
is so new to us mere mortals that a lot of this is new terminology, and you got to call it something, I guess.
Yes, there are words for almost everything. Because this
absolutely.
Is intuition is something we were naturally born with.
Yep.
So it's not something we really need to learn. What we need to do is unlearn the programming that we were taught that we cannot do this. That's really what I like to teach people.
Right. And I've heard that so many times that, when you're a kid, you have this natural ability to tap into other information that is available, but society admonishes that, and so you just naturally go along with society, and you lose that particular skill set.
That's exactly right, and I'm here to bring it back. One of the people that is that's my mission is to remind people of their natural abilities and not to be afraid of them, and to not just to believe that these abilities are for special people only. I believe that the people who have mastered this are the people that believe that they can, and I
right,
believe
right.
that's the only difference.
And you know what? That transitions us perfectly into tonight's topic, which is spirit guides. And I'm sure there are spirit guides that can help us achieve this kind of knowledge that we're all seeking to achieve.
Well, our spirit guides are just on the sidelines waiting and praying that we notice them.
Mm-hmm.
They are there, ready, willing, and able to help us from the day we were born.
Right, right. Very interesting. You know what, Kim? We're going to take a quick commercial break to have a word from our fine plethora of sponsors like the Kamlik Centers and Janet Mayer, Hugs from Heaven. We're going to do some commercial play, and then we will be right back to continue with this fascinating topic.
The Kamlik Center is putting birth and death back together again. Aimed at changing the way we look at death, the Kamlik Center was founded in 2002 as a publishing company and teaching center. When we know that there is nothing but life, we realize that birth and death are events in time and space. Our grief can open us to other dimensions of reality and allow us to experience our loved ones who are no longer in the physical body. Our events and products are based on personal experiences of survival of consciousness after physical death, and decades of research into how death has influenced the development of our consciousness. Visit www.kamlak.com, that's K-A-M-L-A-K.com, for articles, videos, books, and more to help you cope with the loss of a loved one.
We all grieve in different ways, and let's face it, grief hurts. Losing a loved one is usually the hardest event we will ever face. We can throw our hands up and become hardened by our grief, or we can take positive steps to transform it. Love Knows No Death, a groundbreaking and powerful grief transformation method, can be what you've been looking for to provide some peace and understanding. It was created and written by medical doctor and professor Dr. Piero Calvi Perazzetti, and it's a combination of a self-help workbook and video course. The workbook has the power to lessen grief and foster significant healing, and has already helped countless people to not only lead productive lives, but to do so with the knowledge that they will indeed see their loved ones again. The workbook can be purchased for $19.95 on Amazon or on the foreverfamilyfoundation.org grief and loss page, where a digital version is also available for $9.95. Love Knows No Death. Truer words have never been spoken.
Imagine seeing spirits are spontaneously speaking indigenous Brazilian rainforest languages. Janet Mayer, a psychic medium, does just that. In her new book, Spirits, They Are Present, she opens the door to her private life in order to share her compelling, fearful, and at times humorous journey, providing evidence that when we die, we simply make a transition to another life. Spirits, They Are Present, available now at www.janetmayer.net, Amazon, and other online booksellers. Order your copy today.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Roman Karpyshka. We're with Medium Insights, and we've got the wonderful Kim Russo online with us. And we were told by our producer, Don, that we have a caller online waiting for us. So we would like to welcome Patrick to the show to ask Kim a question. Patrick, welcome to the show.
Hi. Hi, thank you, and thank you, Kim, for that great book and also the audio version, the narration. It was great. So thank you for
thank
doing
you,
that
Patrick.
Book.
My pleasure.
How do you recommend people practice mediumship? I tried doing a few readings on Facebook, and there was one lady's son. I know I got him because I saw him, and then he told me something about, he was showing me Hollywood, and I said, well, he keeps showing me Hollywood. I'm at Hollywood and Vine, and she goes, oh, we used to call him Hollywood because he was energetic and good-looking. We thought he would go to Hollywood and be an actor, and then she showed me a pillow that his aunt made, and it was Hollywood. So I knew I connected with him, but there was someone else I tried, and the relative said, well, I just don't really understand any of that. So I was really worried about practicing with people from an ethical standpoint because I don't want to hurt their feelings.
You just told me was sometimes spirit communicates with us not literally, but sometimes cryptically. So when you are trying to decipher a message such as Hollywood, instead of putting your own spin on it, which you seem to not have, my advice to you would be is, this is what I'm seeing. Does this mean anything to you? Because sometimes it can mean everything to them, but don't try to decipher what you think it means. Because your spirit guides knew that the only way they can get you to say the word Hollywood was by showing you what you would be familiar with.
Okay, so it's like in your book you say, Don't just deliver the mail. Don't read it for them. That's something you say in your book.
That's right. So that's pretty much what I'm saying is sometimes, however your spirit guides are trying to get you to say something, just tell them, this is what I'm hearing and seeing. I'm not sure why they're showing this to me, but it may mean something to you. So, and don't hold anything back. And please reassure them that sometimes information that is delivered may not make sense until a future date. You know that. You know that, right? Because time doesn't exist in the other world.
Right, right. I guess I don't have a lot of confidence in myself, but when I hear it from you, I really loved your TV show, and I loved your book. And I admire you a great deal.
It's
helpful to hear that from you. So thank you.
Well, yes, and just have confidence that the information is not coming from you. So to honor spirit, just deliver the message and let them worry if the person understands it or not, because you are planting the seed and spirit will allow it to grow. Try to remember it that way. How about that? Okay? Thank you, Patrick.
Patrick, thank you for the call.
You,
wonderful question.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Yeah, that was great. That's great. I guess you got a lot of admirers, which is great.
The book, that's one of the reasons I wrote the book, because there's so many blooming mediums. You would not believe the emails I get on a daily basis. People's gifts are just popping up. Yes, I'm so excited for this new spiritual revolution to take place where people are honoring their God-given gifts, and they're not afraid of them anymore.
You know, and now we have with social media. Now with social media, you know, people are finding out about it exponentially by sharing their experiences, and you know, that's something that was not available 10 years ago or 15 years ago.
I know. So that's how I know. Well, that's why I know spirit wants this to get out there, because we have the platforms, we have the tools, we have the teachers, and now we have the book.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell me more about spirit guides. Can somebody have more than one spirit guide? Is it just one per person, or how does that whole thing work?
No, I want to say in the course of a person's lifetime, you can have up to 7 to 10 spirit guides.
Mm-hmm.
However, that's just on an average, and this depends on how long the person lives. But we all have at least one main spirit guide that comes to Earth with us. And it's a pact that we made before we were born. And the person that aligns their energy with us as a spirit guide does not have to be a relative or a loved one. The only criteria is that they would have had to live a similar life to the life of the person they're guiding. So they have lived in human form at one time. They have lived on the earth. And they have lived, so they know what human struggles are.
Right.
And if they mastered the problems, and then they align with you before you come into the world, and you have lessons that you came here to learn or experiences that you came here to experience, they come and serve as that been there, done that kind of guy.
Kind of as a facilitator.
Totally. And they understand what you're going through because they've been through it.
Okay.
And I mean, there are just certain things they cannot do, such as interfere with your life path.
Okay.
Right? So they know that it's like a parent. If you are a parent, sometimes you know how to help your kids, but you know that they have to do it themselves, otherwise they'll never learn.
Right.
So our spirit guides have to sometimes make us fall on our face several times.
Mm-hmm.
But they're always tapping us on the shoulder, trying to remind us that there is an easier way and that we should just listen for their guidance, because it's there 24/7. It's like 7-Eleven. They never shut down. They're always there.
Yeah, 24/7. You know, in today's day and age, there's just so much media, so much noise in the environment that it's hard to sometimes, you know, take a break and just cut loose from everything to be able to absorb that energy or the advice from spirit guides. You know, there's just so many distractions.
Well, too many distractions, mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. I guess that's one of the reasons why it was so prevalent in, you know, the 1800s when mediumship was at its highest. You didn't have all these other distractions. I mean, it was an accepted form of social entertainment to get together and have groups and, you know, do seances and table tipping and all that kind of wonderful stuff that was done in the past. It's kind of unheard of these days.
Well, that was like a lot of physical mediumship where mm-hmm. you could really sit there and see ectoplasm coming mm-hmm. out of people's mouths, and you can see the tables lifting up and all
yep.
where the trans mediums would allow the spirit to come through the body and take over the body.
Yep.
I would say modern day mediumship, I mean, that does still exist in a lot of different parts of the world.
Yep.
But I'm speaking about in America or in the United States, for the most part, many mediums are being trained to be mental mediums,
right?
Where they, you know, don't allow for all of the physical activity. Which, by the way, both forms of mediumship can be quite exhausting on human energy system. So that's why I write about how imperative it is to ground out the energy and to revitalize and to just keep recharging yourself, because we do use a lot of energy connecting
right.
to another energy source. So, because spirits are just another energy source.
Mm-hmm.
But like you said, Roman, as good as social media is, that's as much of a distraction as it can be in our world.
Yes.
Preventing us from going within ourselves, right? So if you look on the train of people commuting each day, nobody really is ever sitting alone with their thoughts. Everyone
no.
has to see what's going on,
yep.
checking their Snapchat, checking their Instagram, which I'm guilty of the same. I do believe there is a time and a place, and I really believe that we don't have any alone time with ourselves anymore. I think if we could take our phones into the showers, we would. And some people do.
They make waterproof cases now.
That's my point. It's
for a
become
reason.
Out of control.
Oh, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
right.
It's crazy.
Right.
And your point of, I was on the train the other day, and everybody's looking at their phones. It's insane.
I used to commute on the train when I was younger. I
mm-hmm.
have a job in the city. And that's when I did my best reflecting, just looking out the window, thinking about things and thinking about my day ahead of me.
Yep.
even planning my day.
I mean,
we're really living in real time too much, and I believe that the influence is not so much of our own spirit guides for some of us, a lot of us, but of social media and what other people are doing, right? So
absolutely,
we just get too caught up in the world where we're just forgetting how to connect back to ourselves, into our own thoughts, into our own mind, and into our own heart. And that's where spirit, that's how spirit guides communicate with us.
Right.
Through our hearts, through our minds, through our thoughts.
Absolutely.
And through the real subtle ways that they try to get our attention.
Mm-hmm.
And it could kind of pass us right by if we're distracted the way we typically are.
Yep.
So, I mean, meditation is fabulous, but
They should have an app to instantly get you into a meditative state. That would be amazing.
Well, they do have an app. They do have meditation apps with wonderful guided meditations and meditation music.
But it's not instant.
You know, I know.
We're all about instant gratification. That's a human nature kind of thing. Absolutely.
Right.
I couldn't agree with you more on that. But, so when you're talking about the energy that it takes to do a reading and how draining it is, what are your limits, Kim? Like, when you do a reading, how many can you do before you have to, you know, call it a day?
Well, I think the answer to that depends on how I'm feeling that day or that time of the year or whatever it may be. So if my immune system is up and I've had plenty of sleep and I'm feeling really good, I can pretty much carry a high vibration for quite a while. But what I do is I don't necessarily look at the time. I listen to how my body feels.
Right.
And once I start to feel dehydrated, where I get a dry mouth and I feel fatigued, that's when I know it's time to stop.
Right. Okay. This gift, can you actually turn it on and off? Like, are spirits with you at all times, or do you have certain times? Do you have a sense of control with that?
Well, I do. A lot of mediums don't, but that is definitely something to be learned. It's a form of discipline, and it's having boundaries. So I believe that the more boundaries you have with the living people in your life, is probably the same type of boundaries you should have with the spirit world. Yes, they are always there because it's like a television. You know that all you need is the remote control. Click it. There it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the reason the TV or the cell phone is there whenever you need it as a form of communication is because the signals that are being transmitted to these devices are always present in the air. They're always there, right? The airwaves.
Right.
Spirit is no different. Spirit exists simultaneously to our dimensional world, and so it's accessible at any time, any place.
Okay. Now,
so it's really up to the medium when they are comfortable making a connection.
Okay. Yeah, it still completely fascinates me. I mean, I've read hundreds of books on the topic, and I've interviewed a lot of mediums, and I've been to a lot of readings, and it just never ceases to amaze me how this is done. I mean, I'm jealous of you guys that you have that gift. It's amazing, and God bless you for that. It's completely awesome. I just kind of wish I had it myself so that I can, you know, communicate with my son. But I don't even know if that would work that way because some people say if you're too close to the subject at matter, that might actually interfere. What are your thoughts on that, Kim?
The only way it would interfere is it's very hard to stay objective when you're grieving someone and you love them to the point where you may want the answer to be a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
But even at that, the spirit world is so crafty. They know how to get their point across to us. They can get messages to us that not even in a million years would we be able to conjure up or would have ever thought of. That's how you know it is them.
Okay.
So, yes, you definitely could communicate with the ones you love, but they would have to work a little bit harder to give information or to send signs that are completely out of your wheelhouse so that you know it didn't come from your thoughts or you.
Right. That's a really good point.
That's true, because I test them all the time. I'm like, listen, guys, I need the help on this, and I need to know you're with me. And then I just get the most bizarre but loving, amazing, astonishing signs that people would not believe. They would think I'm lying if I told them things that happened to me. But the sky, there's no limit to what they can give you.
Absolutely.
As far as signs, though.
So Kim, we have another caller. Her name's Doria, and she is on line 3. Would you like to take another question from her?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay,
definitely.
Let's hear from Doria. So, Doria.
Hi, Kim.
Welcome to the show.
Hi, Doria. Hi, I read your book, and my daughter recently died at, I want to cry, at 22, and I've been grieving. And I just want to know, I talk to her all the time, just out loud, while I'm walking around the house and throughout my daily life. And I really would like to just know that she's okay.
Oh, Doria.
You know, I know that
yes.
You said there's signs, like maybe flickering lights or the phone static or maybe the smell of her perfume or cigarette smoke. Or I've been trying to meditate to just, you know, vibrate a little higher, and I don't know, should I continue to meditate? What should I do?
Okay, Doria, I am really sorry for your loss.
Because I
am a mom, and I can identify with having a child, and there is no greater loss. What I am definitely here to tell you is, please do not knock yourself out trying to do everything you can do to communicate. The reason for why I say that is, your daughter hears every single word you say, think, and feel. You don't even have to speak out loud for her to hear you. I can promise you that. I've done too many readings to know this is the truth. This is the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So what you may struggle with is receiving the message back. But it's when you least expect it is when you're going to have something out of left field that you'll have to take a step back and you just won't believe your eyes. And when that happens, please do not question if it was real. It is real. And they are so excited to let you know that they're okay. And if just give her a little time to acclimate to the energy and to learn how to work with the energy and send you whatever signs that she can. They are very good at working through electronical devices. If you are having decent sleep through the night, they're very good at coming through to your dream state, as long as, like, a lot of grieving people do take sleeping pills. So,
I'm wondering if taking an Ambien is, like, not letting me dream and, like, dream of her, because I've only had, like, one dream since she's died.
So, yes, taking the Ambien might have a problem.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Doria,
when
my son transitioned, it took about 3 months before, I was in deep grief as well, but it took about 3 months, and then I got a walloping sign, like a big bang sign that I just could not deny, and that was so uplifting. So, I mean, it varies for different people. I'm just telling you from my experience what happened to me.
That's good that you're able to share that. Right, right. It is different timing because it's like you know your child, and you know that her main goal right now is to try to make sure that you receive a message, like an SOS, Mom, I am okay, I made it here, all is well, I'm still with you. Never, and when you think about them, it's as if you're calling their name and they can hear you. So it's, you're calling their energy when you think about them. You're not bothering them, by the way, because right now she's probably just acclimating, chilling out, getting acquainted with everybody that's ever loved her in this lifetime and other lifetimes, including all your relatives and all her spirit guides, angels, and everybody else.
And there's no sense of time either.
No, they don't have sense of time, but they do keep track with our sense of time.
Okay.
So if Doria realizes that a year anniversary is coming up, then her child will recognize that it's been a year through her mother's thoughts. So just keep that in mind. They can keep track through us. But please, you will get a sign that is undeniable, and you will have a big, giant smile across your face. I know you will. And maybe even just speaking to me right now is your daughter's way of saying, Mom, I'm okay. Because I feel very peaceful and calm as I speak to you, knowing that she's okay. I feel it. I feel safe. And I feel you are going to get the most incredible sign that a mom could have ever asked for. And it won't just be one. Look for ongoing signs. Because this is an ongoing...
Will it happen just for the rest of my life? Will it happen?
Yes, as long as you
wonderful.
Keep asking. Ask and you shall see.
Okay.
Because that's it. And don't ever think you're bothering them. They want to communicate. They want to let you know there's nothing to be afraid of and that death is nothing more than walking into the next room and just shedding the dense physical body. But nothing else changes. They have everything we have and better over there. Okay, Doria?
Thank you so much, Kim. I appreciate it.
Thank you for the call, Doria.
I'm glad you got through. Thank you. And
thank you.
God bless.
That's really great. When, you know, I feel that you've really helped her, so that's really good. So, Kim, we're going to go for another commercial break, our second one, and we will be back to talk more about spirit guides and all the good things that you do.
The CAMLAC Center is putting birth and death back together again. Aimed at changing the way we look at death, the CAMLAC Center was founded in 2002 as a publishing company and teaching center. When we know that there is nothing but life, we realize that birth and death are events in time and space. Our grief can open us to other dimensions of reality and allow us to experience our loved ones who are no longer in the physical body. Our events and products are based on personal experiences of survival of consciousness after physical death and decades of research into how death has influenced the development of our consciousness. Visit www.camlac.com, that's K-A-M-L-A-K.com, for articles, videos, books, and more to help you cope with the loss of a loved one.
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
Hello, my name's Piero Calvi Parisetti, MD. I invite you to discover my video course on Evidence for Life After Life, a professional counseling resource for the bereaved and the dying.
Transform the fear of death. Heal the pain of a loss by learning about life after life.
For more information and a free preview, visit www.drparisetti.com. That's drparisetti in one word, .com.
We all grieve in different ways, and let's face it, grief hurts. Losing a loved one is usually the hardest event we will ever face. We can throw our hands up and become hardened by our grief, or we can take positive steps to transform it. Love Knows No Death, a groundbreaking and powerful grief transformation method, can be what you've been looking for to provide some peace and understanding. It was created and written by medical doctor and professor Dr. Piero Calvi Parisetti, and it's a combination of a self-help workbook and video course. The workbook has the power to lessen grief and foster significant healing, and has already helped countless people to not only lead productive lives, but to do so with the knowledge that they will indeed see their loved ones again. The workbook can be purchased for $19.95 on Amazon or on the foreverfamilyfoundation.org grief and loss page, where a digital version is also available for $9.95. Love knows no death. Truer words have never been spoken.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide support for families who have suffered the loss of a loved one. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707 or on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Everybody, welcome back from our commercial break. And for those of you that have been on, we know that we have the fantastic Kim Russo here with us and giving us some insight about the art of mediumship and spirit guides and all that good stuff. So I just wanted to, we just finished up with a caller before, wanted to touch the subject with you about, what it means to be the medium. Like, how do you think it goes with religion? Do you feel that it goes against religion? And I think you were brought up Catholic, as was I, and there might be some things look bad upon talking to the dead from a religious point of view. And what are your thoughts on that?
Well, they are looked bad upon by the Catholic Church, although there were so many priests that consult with mediums, but that's always kept under wraps and hush-hush and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And I had my own struggles going to Catholic school as a child, learning about, how God is a loving God, but that's only as long as we follow all of his rules. And then if we don't, we have to suffer the wrath of God and his punishment. So that never really sat well with me as a child. I never mm-hmm. believed that, because I always felt God and I always felt his love. And so it's like when a parent threatens you constantly but never follows through. I always knew that God would never follow through with punishment. And I
right.
don't know how I knew that. I just
okay.
knew because I felt it. So bottom line, long story short, a lot of religions were just really implemented to instill fear and control into people,
mm-hmm.
okay? And it's not really working these days, as so many people are not practicing by going to their, establishments, whether it be temple or church. If they do, even if they do follow protocol and the religious, customs, they are in their own hearts doing their own thing. And I speak to so many people, so I know that's true. Mm-hmm. People are waking up to, not necessarily to religion, which is man-made, but they're waking up to their own spirit within them, okay? The spirit of whoever they want to call the higher force in their own life, whatever name they choose to call it, they're waking up to this higher consciousness. And they're understanding about what love really is, an unconditional love.
Right.
So that's what a lot of the work, especially mediumship, there's good and bad in every occupation and every modality. And I just feel that as long as the medium is giving information that can help and to heal someone's heart, and evidential information as well,
right,
then healing and putting peace into someone's heart, I don't really ever see how that can be from evil or darkness.
Right. A lot of people, Christian fundamentalists will tell you that, you know, you're being, when you're speaking to these spirits, you're actually being tricked by the devil who's posing as, you know, he's impersonating somebody.
Yes.
And I personally, I don't believe that, because everything that we do, like everything you guys do, is from a good place. It's a place of love, and it's to help. And why would anybody or any entity waste their time just, you know, mucking that up for somebody else? It's beyond me, you know. So,
well, you had told me that I gave you a reading at one mm-hmm. point.
Yes, you did, actually. Yes.
And you told me that it left you with a lot of peace, or I don't want to put words into your mouth.
Mm-hmm. No, you, the feeling was, yeah, I mean, you nailed exactly the physical description of my son at a reading. It was a forever family function where a bunch of grieving parents got together in Long Island for a night with you, and he came through in spades, and you described him perfectly, and you know the way he passed and all that kind of stuff, and just, you know, the feeling that you get when it's right on. And there's no way you could have known anything about me because there were so many people. You would have to study every, you didn't even know who was going to be there.
The reason I bring this up is, if there was a trickster spirit giving
right.
me this information,
mm-hmm.
would this trickster spirit leave you with any peace in your heart that was left with you that particular evening?
It's
would a trickster spirit leave peace?
No, definitely not. I mean, why?
Okay.
It's against
so where's the
what
trick?
They stand for,
where's
right?
So I'm answering the question, where's the trick? There is none.
Right.
It was a beautiful exchange of energy
mm-hmm.
from a love that was created that can never be destroyed by physical death, never will, never has been, never will be, and that's what we do. Mediums demonstrate the fact that only the body dies. Consciousness lives
right.
forever.
Yeah, and you know, there's that whole other realm, like quantum physics is proving it from the scientific point of view as well, and they're converging daily. It's
well,
getting closer and closer.
Well, that would be my answer to anyone, is the work that we do is science. It's not religion.
Mm-hmm.
It's science.
Mm-hmm.
More than anything, it's science.
Well, it's tested
energy,
over and over again, you know, just like science. They're in the labs, they're testing, and mediums are very, very well tested. You know, double blind, triple
exactly.
blind. Look at what they're doing at the Winbridge Institute with Judy Beischel. She's doing everything, you know.
I know. I love Julie. I'm a evidential medium with her, too.
Mm-hmm.
Her tests were incredible.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I didn't even think I would be passing those tests, but Spirit knows what I don't know, and as long as
mm-hmm.
I keep trusting, They never fail me. So I encourage everybody out there to just put their trust, and their spirit guides always ask for help because they're always willing to help. They're always waiting to be asked for help. They already have been through what we haven't. So they know all the shortcuts. They know how to get there. Right.
Absolutely. I remember once taking a course in mediumship because I thought maybe I had something in me. So I went signed up for this course, and we started off with simple psychometry, and we partnered up, and I grabbed this woman's, she gave me her ring or whatever, and this name just popped into my head, John, and I just blurted out John, and this lady just started bawling right in front of me. She's like, "That was my grandfather John's ring," and stuff like that. It's like, I don't know. I mean, John is a pretty common name, but there are many other pretty common names, and this one I just, you know, I trusted my gut and just blurted it out and hit it right on the nail, you know?
Well, that was his ring, so, I mean, if you said the name Stephen, it would have been wrong, so you did the right thing.
yeah. It's not the quote, you know, I guess everybody gets a certain amount of messages or hints or some kind of information that they receive, but it's I think a lot of it is how much you trust it and how much you're willing to show that you trust it, you know. And I think that is in itself a big skill to develop.
Oh well, that is the skill because people have the gift. What I teach people, my students in particular, is that you have to leave the ego at the door. Because the ego is the part of everyone, and we all have an ego, that says, "I can't do this," or "This is not right," or "I don't want to look like a fool, so I shouldn't say this." The sooner the ego gets out of the equation, the better the medium is.
Right.
I've seen it over and over and over.
Wow.
It's the hardest thing to do as humans, is to trust an unseen force, an unseen voice, and put our faith in it. It's the hardest thing for us to do because we were taught everything the opposite, like seeing is believing, you know, all of that.
Absolutely. Now, when you, do the spirit guides come and help with that? Do they manifest themselves like with a different type of voice that when they're providing information to you, it is, you know, that it's that spirit, particular spirit guide, like you would recognize
it? Yes, well, for me, I don't know if there's any listeners out there who receive the information similarly, but I receive the information as a whisper in my right ear.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, with me, it's in my right ear, and I hear it as a whisper. And if it becomes my own thought, what they do, I'm sorry, it's not my own thought, but if they use my thoughts to get me to hear them, the first thing when I have a thought that is not mine, listen, you know your own thoughts, right? Like, you know there's something you would never think. So if they give you something that's just completely out of left field, and it's a thought that filters through into your mind, and you don't know where it came from, those are the voices and the thoughts that I would pay the most attention to. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, check your boss. Make sure your boss is okay. Like, why would I call my boss? My boss should be calling me. Just listen to the voice because it's unusual. It's out of the ordinary. And that's coming from your spirit guide.
Right.
And then when you don't listen, it's that's when regret always sets in because you will find out 5 minutes later why you needed to call your boss.
What about language?
It's just an example, but... People say, "Oh my God!" And I was. But what I was saying to you earlier is, when they repeat the same thing to me 3 times over and over and over, then I know I have to listen. Like if they become very annoying, like a little kid that wants a fruit roll up all the time, like "Mommy, mommy, mommy," that's how sometimes my guides come to me, and they just won't stop until I do it or listen.
Yep. Now, your communications, you receive them in a particular, you know, probably mostly in English, but what if, is language a barrier to that communication? Let's say you're doing a reading with somebody that's Italian.
Yeah, language, well, so what I have found to be incredibly, remember when I said spirit
is very crafty in trying to get their messages across.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a spirit who doesn't speak a language that I would understand, what they will do is they'll show it to me in a movie. So then I'll see a clairvoyance. I'll use my clairvoyance ability, and I will see a movie playing, and I will understand exactly what they're trying to show me. So when I see the movie, a lot of the times I can assume they didn't speak English very well, or
okay,
that is their... Sometimes that's even better as I'm watching the movie and I just need to interpret what's going on in the movie. Sometimes that's even more accurate than anything.
Right. So we're getting close to the end of the show, Kim. So I just wanted to, before we let go, I wanted to find out what do you do, where do you practice, what's your website, you know, so people might want to get a hold of you, to get a reading from you. How does that work?
Okay. Well, currently I'm not doing private readings. However,
okay,
there are so many other readings that I offer in groups. I am coming out with my new book, so
oh,
I'm very excited about that. That will be out in 2019, early part of the year. It's called Your Soul Purpose, How to Access the Light Within, and I'm very excited about that. My website is kimthehappymedium.com, and I have all sorts of resources on there, as well as my live events where I will be appearing live to... That's where I do a lot of readings, is in person, in group theater styles, casinos. I do a lot of different venues. So people can contact me through my website.
Okay.
I'm very active on social media, on Facebook, Psychic
Wonderful.
Medium Kim Russo,
mm-hmm.
and Instagram Kim Russo Medium. Please follow me. I'll follow you back. And I definitely interact with my fans on social media as well.
Very good. Where do you call home right now? Is it Long Island?
Long Island, yes. Long Island, New York.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, Kim, it was such a pleasure having you. This hour just flew by like magic. And
it
sure
really did.
For everybody,
it did.
When we learned quite a bit. It was quite entertaining. You're an awesome person. You're an even more awesome medium. And I know that from first-hand experience. So if anybody's interested in contacting Kim through the way that she just laid out, please do so. You will not regret it. And again, we want to thank you so much for being part of the show. And I'm sure our paths will cross again someday.
Oh, thank you. It was my pleasure. Thank you for having me. And God
You're
bless
welcome.
To all. Thanks again.
Okay.
We'll talk
thank
soon.
You. Thank you, everybody, and good night from the Forever Family Foundation, and we'll talk to you again on the next Signs of Life next week. Thanks, everybody, and good night.